All right. Thank you all so much for joining our now monthly 100 Men in Prayer Zoom call. We appreciate you being here for those who are live and those who listen afterwards. This month, the month of August, we are blessed to have Pastor Curtis Friday from the Love Church in Winston-Salem. And as always, I want him to have as much time as he needs. So I'm going to turn the floor right over to you, Pastor Friday.
All right. Amen. I thank you again, RJ, for allowing me to be on. And we certainly praying for you as well. I appreciate the opportunity. And while looking at it and taking the invitation of 100 men in prayer is got me really, really working my mind together, because I do believe in this season we need men that's praying, standing on that front line. God is calling some of the men back to the visionary, the ones who starting things. So this thing that's happening right now, and I just want to give like a couple of points, just a sneak peek into what I'm preaching about Sunday. On to the men today, I'll give a sneak peek of that. But I just want to just encourage men to seek out that vision on the inside. And while we got this downtime that we are sitting in our houses, sitting around just, you know, trying to figure this thing out and things are going on, I want to encourage all of our men to seek out that vision, because, you know, in this season, I kind of believe that this is the time for the men to step up and be the visionaries. We've been praying, and a lot of people have been kind of making jokes with it, with the 2020 vision. Like, didn't nobody see this coming? But maybe God said the vision was going to be gold when he sit us down. So sit us down and get that vision right, because when this is over, we can kind of burst out there and go in and do what we called to do. So three things I'm going to give us. If you're a note taker, just take notes real quick and I'll pray in a minute. But three things I want to give us. Number one, in that starting moment, is that God is calling some of us, all of us as men, to stop making excuses and make adjustments. So we got to stop making excuses and start making adjustments. And I know some of you probably heard that before, but you know, in Genesis, when God met Adam, he made some excuses because of fear, because of the things that he'd done in his past, because of doubt, because of what he didn't believe that he could do. And I think God is pulling us out of that place of making excuses of what we can't do. So now I know we're not, you know, jobs are shutting down early. We're going in the house early. Things are not falling in place. People are losing their jobs. It is time for us to make adjustments. Number two is that while we're sitting down as men, take evaluation. So I like to do this a lot. Take an evaluation of my life. Ask myself some questions. You know, my past experiences. What is that and how could that help me in this season? My vocation, my education, how could this help me in this experience? I mean, evaluate myself of where I'm at right now to this point. What's my struggles? There's a great book that I tell all of the men to read that I connect with, and that's Every Man's Battle. There are some things that men deal with and battle that we don't kind of talk to people about. This is why this is good to me. You know, having a Zoom call with men on there, because, you know, I usually have something I call man cave. I open it up so that men can be able to talk. A lot of times it's not really always about not having enough money. It's about those struggles that's keeping me away from being successful. And a lot of times we don't deal with it. We don't talk about it. We don't evaluate it. And sometimes taking evaluation of our life will cause us to push forward to that vision. So, and I like to get Bible. So Bible on that is Galatians 3:4 says, have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it wasn't in vain, was it? Surely whatever you experienced in life wasn't in vain. So take evaluation and then choose power over pain. So sometimes, and in the midst of this, I believe that God is pulling us up as men, rejuvenating, re-energizing, pushing us so that we can take power over the pain. And God's going to give us power in this season. And every man that's watching, every man that's looking, I just believe that we got to do this and take inspection. So inspection is this. What have I learned from situation? This is what I'm doing in this season. Even in my church, I've never seen this coming. You know, we growing so fast. So many people coming. Every killings in my city, they calling us. We doing funerals. We're growing. I mean, we just went to the, you know, I'm just giving my personal testimony. We just went to the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem. 1,000 people for 1,000 people gathered in the room. We screaming 2020 vision. It's about to go down. Everything's about to happen. And then boom, you can't go to church no more. So God told me, like, did you depend on that? And did you think that that was what I wanted you to do in this season or have in this season, or that was success? So he said, take an inspection on yourself. What have I learned in seasons? So what can I use right now that I've already learned? And a lot of times we dismiss what we've already learned because we don't want to go down memory lane. And sometimes when we do go down memory lane, it takes us back into those struggles. But one thing I'm rebuking, and I'm glad you men on here, but some men have been calling me and saying they're struggling with going back to drinking because of depression. They're going back to other things because of they got to provide for their children, got to provide for this, and got to, you know, or they trying to create wealth in their life, but they have the fear in them to move forward. So what did I learn from my past? This is the time. The Bible says I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. This is the time your testimony works for you. Whether old or young, you work that testimony. What have you learned in the past? What are your assets? What have you gained from that? So what have I gained from all of that? I'm looking for myself to be able to maneuver through this season by everything I gained in my past. So some stuff I gained, some stuff I've been through, some stuff I maneuvered through and had in my life, I gained. And then who can I help? So it wouldn't be right if we got black men on the phone to say that at some point we got to be looking at what's going on in the world, looking at our community, looking at our black brothers, our young black kids, teenagers, and saying to ourselves, how can I be a part of that and help? Don't get caught up into what you got going on till you forget about what's going on in the world. I'm assuming that everybody on here are people that love God, that wants to be close to him, that are saved, that wants to get close. So I know it's hard for us sometimes to get rid of everything that we have going on. But once you find that purpose of what you going to do to help somebody else, I believe that God is going to cause your success to be more glorified and your vision to come to pass. So while you're taking inspection, don't forget that all the other stuff is like, I'm going to take inspection of what did I gain out of all of the stuff that I've been through? What have I learned? But don't forget, who can I help? There are a lot of brothers. I'm doing a 13-year-old little boy funeral this week, this Thursday. I just did like 3 funerals in COVID of people getting killed in the streets now. So all of that is still going on. So where do the black man stand at this time? Who's helping us? Who's helping us be delivered? Who's helping us keep our minds sane so that we can be the help to the upcoming generation? So what am I doing to help? How can this help me? And the last thing I want you to do is just refocus. So in this season, I love this prayer thing, this prayer of bringing men together. Matter of fact, I just told my people we're doing a 14-day fast and I'm going to be praying with men because I believe it's time for us to refocus. Like, let's just refocus. Refocus that thought process. Refocus your mind. Refocus on what's more important to you in this season, whether it's my wife. I'm trying to find myself in a place where I am doing the best job as a husband in the middle of this season and not letting this frustrate me and let that come out on my wife. Am I being the best father I can be? Like, am I actually being that father that don't let stress hold me down to where I can't discipline my children, talk to them, spend time with them, put them first in my life? So have you refocused your priorities? Because this is going to be over. But those of us who refocus, those of us who take inventory, those of us who stop making excuses and start making adjustments, after all of this is over, there's a breakthrough that will happen. There's something that will happen after this is over. And many people are saying right now that economics is going down, you know, danger is happening after this.
But I think for those of us who are in the kingdom of God that refocus our minds on what belongs and what is the focus of life, gonna come out this thing on top. So let's refocus, let's take inventory, let's stop making excuses, and let's trust God. So I'll pray, and RJ told me something that he was going through. He just went to the hospital, so we're going to lift him up as well and pray that God heal his body, that you know, every person with a vision ultimately gets attacked. So believe that. So sometimes there's a warfare that happens. Whenever you're going into war for men, something that devil wants to kill the most. Believe me, the enemy wants to kill the lead of the man. So whenever you go into bringing men together, there's a warfare with that. So I believe that God's going to heal your body, and that what you believe in for your dream, your goal, your vision of this whole thing is going to come to fruition. God's going to make some powerful moves through this, all because of your steadfastness and not allowing what you've been through to stop your movement. So I believe that. So let's pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name, God. You are amazing, God. You are a wonderful God. God, we thank you for being good. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you because you are God. God, we believe, God, that you are the healer, the way maker, the one who takes care of every need, God. We bless your name on this evening, God. And we say, God, cover every man that's on this phone right now, God. Cover their minds, cover their decisions, cover their heart. Cover their vision, cover their children, cover their marriages, God. We thank you right now, God, because we know that you are the one and only one, the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. God, you are amazing in our lives, God. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do in this place, God. We thank you, God, that you are raising up men with vision, God, that's able to go out without fear, to move according to your word, God. We thank you, God, that you're raising up men, God, that will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God, and let everything be added unto them, God. Raise up people, God, that's after your heart, God. Raise up men, God, that's ready to lead the nation, ready to lead the communities, ready to lead the churches, God. Give us the relationship we need, God. Now, God, I ask that you speak to us like never before. Let us all have our own personal encounter with you, God. Let our families, God, know, God, that we are standing in the gap for them, God. There is no disease, no sickness that will touch our children, no sickness that will touch our family, no sickness that will touch our bodies, God. By your stripes, we've already been healed, God. Every pain that we have to go through, God, we thank you, God, for your power will allow us to overcome it. Everything that attacks our mind, God, we pull down every wild imagination, God, and we thank you, God, for clearing our minds and our spirit mans so that we can walk into the word, God. We can walk with the word of God under our feet. God, we thank you right now, God, that we're standing, God. We're standing tall. We're believing, God, that everything is going to work out. Every person, every man, God, with the idea, God, I ask you to give them clarity, to open up windows, to open up their mind, to open up opportunities, to bring people past, God, that will step in the gap for them, that bring them influence, God. I thank you right now, God, that you're breaking shackles, that you're breaking chains, you're breaking addiction, you're breaking deceit, you're breaking deception, you're breaking rejection, God. I thank you, God, that you're raising up men, God, to lead us, God, into the promised land. Lead us into this season, God. God, raise up men that's not scared to pray, but we'll pray, God, when they feel the need, God. I thank you, God, for every prayer, God, is about to come to pass, God. Every prayer is about to come in, God, and do what it needs to do, God, in our lives, God. Calls us right now, God, to follow your will, follow your way, God. We want to be just like you. We want to walk just like you. We want to be who you created us to be, God. I pray, God, identity over every person, God, every man, that's watching, every man that's on this phone will find their identity no matter how old they are. They will find their purpose and what you called them to do, God. They will not be in depression about what they don't have. They will not walk in fear or doubt, God. I thank you that you've already given us opportunities, God, to expose who we are, to expose our testimony, and our testimony is pushing us higher, God. I thank you, God, that you're bringing young men, God, into Christ because of the men that you have already produced, God, out of your word, God. I pray, God, that there are young men that are coming, hungry for the word, God, to be raised up to see souls get saved in the name of Jesus. Let no suicide take a man's mind. Let no suicide take a man's thought. Let no person walk away from their family, God, because of the pressure of life, the pressure of this pandemic. We thank you right now, God, that you have given us the power to overcome this pandemic and be who you've created us to be. And we thank you, God, that you've given us power to understand the pressure that comes along with this, God. I thank you that pressure won't crush our minds. Pressure won't crush our anointing. Pressure won't crush us, God, so that we can continue to go. Now, we lift up RJ, God, and we say, heal his body, God. God, everything that the doctor said, God, we pray that a good report is coming, God, and that you will renew, rejuvenate, that you will push, God, him even the more after this is all over. You will push him into vision even the more, God. Everything that you have for him, God, just for the boldness to bring this together, the boldness to say, I'm going to stand, and no matter how many men come, but I'm bold enough to stand in the gap and say, we're going to raise up men that's going to pray and be who God created them to be. God, bless him and his family, God, just for the boldness of his faith, God. You said faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God, I thank you, God, that he's hearing the word of God and becoming who you created him to be, God. Now let his life shine, God, like no other, so that men can see the great work that he's doing, so that men can come and run and get saved. Every man that's on here that's connected to him, God, I pray that you're releasing the minds of them, God, so that they can go and push, God, for the goal to see 100 men on this line before this year is out. We decree it and we declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all. I want to turn it back over to RJ. I thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Friday. That was truly a blessing. I appreciate everything that you poured out. Definitely greatly appreciate the prayers for me. And thank you. Thank you so much for that. Brothers, as always, and I never forsake this opportunity, Pastor Friday, nor any of the other pastors who have been on this call, have asked for what I'm about to do, but it was laid on my heart, and I always give the caveat that during COVID, my wife and I have been tremendously blessed to continue to work full-time, get paid full checks, and so we are blessed, and so what I'm about to do is not for me, it's not for my household, but for Pastor Friday and the Love Church. We want to sow a seed into their ministry. Having, you know, grown up in church and kind of understanding the dynamics of church business, I know that online church may not always produce the same type of seed that in-person church does. And so we just want to be a blessing to the Love Church. So I am going to put in the chat my organization, which is Pridgen Event Management, our Cash App. If you are able, please don't feel any pressure, but if you are able to sow a seed into the Love Church, we are going to add to it. And we've done this every prayer call because I truly believe in sowing seed into good ground. And, you know, every pastor I've reached out to it hasn't been a fuss. It hasn't been a fight. It's just been, yes, I'm down. I'm with it. Yes, tell me when. And Pastor Friday is no different. And we want to sow a seed into his ministry. And so I just input my Cash App into the chat. It's $PEM and the word gives. P as in Paul, E as in Edgar, M as in Mary, gives. And we are going to take that seed and add to it and send it directly to the Love Church just to be a blessing to their ministry in this season. Pastor Friday, thank you again for your willingness. Thank you for your outpouring. And we believe that no matter the size of the seed, that it will truly bless your ministry in this season. Brothers, as always, we will be back next month. Now, next first Monday is Labor Day. So we will be back on the second Monday in September. I believe it's September 17th. I'm sorry, 14th. We will be back and we will be back after that every first Monday for the remainder of the year. Then we'll reevaluate what this will look like in 2021 as we prepare for our men's prayer conference. So we're really excited. Thank you all again for joining. Thank you again, Pastor Friday, for pouring out. And we just pray that each of you all has a blessed week, a blessed rest of your month, and we will see you all in September. Have a blessed evening, gentlemen.